Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for your presence with us in this time of worship. We commit ourselves to you that you will speak to us this day. May the preacher simply be your vessel through whom we hear your message for us this day. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Mrs. Akpene Esther Nyomi will read our scripture passage.
Our scripture passage is Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 12. Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 to 12. Let us listen for the word of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
You are blessed. I am blessed. They are blessed. These are words that we use as Christians constantly. Usually, when we use these words, we mean something amazingly wonderful has happened to the person we see as blessed, a recipient of the favor of God. Blessings make us happy. Many people feel blessed when they have substantial material wealth, or we count those blessed whose marriage and family life seem free from any challenges, and they are in good health. Ordinarily, we do not apply the word blessed to people who are going through tough times. Let us hear the words of Jesus again, as was read for us. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness. Wait a minute. Blessed? Blessed? How can we apply blessed to people who are suffering because of their faith? Persecution is not a pleasant experience. In starting what we call the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes, our Lord Jesus seems to be pointing to a different standard of measuring being blessed. The meaning and standards of being blessed that many human societies assume are all contradicted by the values that our Lord Jesus Christ pointed out in each of these blessings mentioned in this part of the Sermon on the Mount. What constitutes blessings, according to the Lord Jesus, are different from the values of the world. This 10th verse of Matthew chapter 5 beckons us to respond to two questions. One, what about being persecuted for the sake of righteousness constitutes a blessing? Two, how do we appropriate the blessing of being persecuted for the sake of righteousness today? The Hebrew word that is translated as righteousness in the Bible is tzedek. The Greek word is dikaiosune. Both of these words point to righteousness or justice having to do with right relationships. Right relationship with God, right relationships with human beings, and right relationships with creation. Anything else is unrighteous or unjust. Right relationship with God is not possible if we rely on our own ability. With our human, sinful, broken natures, we are unable to meet God's standards. Right relationship with God is possible only because our Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated God's love to the full by coming on the cross and dying for us. By responding to this wonderful love and having Him come into our lives as our Lord and Savior, we are in right relationship with God. This puts us in a great place to be in right relationships with other human beings and with God's creation. The world is filled with people who are in wrong relationships. In human self-centeredness, prejudice, oppression, and all forms of injustice characterize relationships on the basis of race, sex, economic status, and others. So it is easy to just follow the world's standards of injustice. Having right relationships with God means exercising that radical love for other human beings and for God's creation that contradicts the world's tendencies towards injustice. Of course, the world is not going to take this lying down. So there is going to be persecution. The forces of evil and injustice will devise means of persecuting those who are standing for justice and right relationships. The inner joy of knowing our actions of commitment to right relationships with God and with one another as human beings is what is attracting persecution, can be likened to that which the apostles experienced as recorded in Acts of Apostles chapter 5, when after being flogged for preaching the gospel so that people would come into right relationships with God, they left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When out of the same love, we commit ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ and therefore are proclaiming His word, and we decry the evil of injustice in the world, and as a result, we are lambasted or persecuted for it, we are in good company. The counter-cultural values extolled in the Beatitudes call us to be ready for this kind of persecution. This one comes with the word when, not the word if. In other words, the Lord was saying, persecution will come because of righteousness. How do we appropriate this blessing of being persecuted for the sake of righteousness today? This is not an invitation to build our castles in the sky, feeling that if we can ignore the world's realities and indicate that all will be well in the life hereafter, so we do not need to make a difference in the world we live in today. Being blessed is a kind of joyful confidence that defies what the world dishes out to believers. It takes faith to laugh in the face of challenges placed in our way because of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is this kind of defiance that the Lord is pointing to in this passage. our rejoicing and being glad during times of persecution is not simply a naive spiritual thing to do in order to score points in heaven. The rejoicing and being glad constitute a defiance of the forces of evil in the world. The prophets of old and the apostles went through this kind of defiance also. Done faithfully, it draws people to Christ and to living in right relationships with God and with others. Once we are open to this, the Holy Spirit makes it possible for us to go through such persecution and gives us the strength to be faithful in this radical right relationship with God. This is what gives us that inner defiant joy in spite of the persecution of the world. It is a beatitude that brings that inner joy that the world cannot offer. That is true blessing. This beatitude, together with the first beatitude, comes with a reward, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That kingdom begins with relationship with God while we live in this world. But it is not limited to this life alone. When we commit ourselves to living this radical life, we enjoy the close walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, participating in the kingdom of heaven now, in this world, and in its full expression in eternity. May this be our portion. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, dear God, for your word. Thank you for the privilege of having the right relationships with you. We pray for grace to be in right relationships with one another and to be your faithful instrument in standing for justice and righteousness. When this brings persecution, we pray for your empowerment to stand for you and not waver, and to count ourselves blessed. We thank you that even in this, you are always present with us. Our prayers are in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.